Well, I was discussing that with my wife before she went to work this morning about me putting it out. She said, you know, it's supposed to rain. And I said, yeah, bad. It would be bad if I put it out before the rain and then the rain washed it all away. That's the worst thing that can happen. So while I was trading stocks, I was keeping my eye on what was going on outside. And several times I looked, and there's like three places in our yard where you can see running water if you get a lot of rain. And across the backyard, down the left side of the house, and then there's a place that comes out on the right side of the house where it comes out from the neighbor's house up the hill. And I looked at all three spaces, and I could see running water. So I go back to trading stocks. And, you know, I've got spreadsheets, and I'm keeping up with what the price is on these, and I'm saying, okay, these are the ones that are going to go, and this is how much it's going to make when they go, and then that's going to get reinvested in these. And, you know, and watching the news, too. I got the news running in the background. And then I was listening to ham radio, and I heard a few people. I heard Steve come on the radio, and we were talking about taking some amplifiers and getting amplifiers reworked somewhere down that he found in Georgia. We both got an Ameritron amp each. That needs to go down there. So, you know, multitasking, doing those kind of things, staying busy, and then the rain quit. And then I go back and check when the rain that did come was gone, and is really important. And there's no more water running down the sides of the house or running across the backyard. Once all that quit, then I got all the bags out and said, okay, now's a good time to do that because it won't get washed away. So that started at 3:30, and I think it took me 2 hours to get all of that done. And that I was wore out. I had to sit down, and, you know, I'm old. I used to not have to sit down. I could go from one task to the next task to the next task and just knock them off the list. I had to go sit down for about 30 minutes, Larry. And then that's when I was sitting down for about 30 minutes, that's when Dean up in Minnesota called me and said, hey, we got one more thing we want you to do. And then I came in here, and I was doing that till my wife got home right before, you know, an hour before the net started. We ate some pizza, watched the news, and then I came in here and called the net. So, yes, I got the same rain you did, but I started after the rain, not before the rain.
It's excellent, just excellent. You got it at just the right time. Grass seed will float. It's known to do that. And it'll float right off of where you put it and gather into a place where after a while you'll just have a real nice stand of grass right there in one spot. I only reseeded a lawn once. And I just did it when I had the time. It wasn't something that I had anticipated for a while and checked to see what time of year would it be best to seed. And so the result of that, and I can't even tell you now, I can't remember what time of year it was when I did that reseeding. It was the lawn was just had some bare spots in it everywhere, and I was sick and tired looking at that. It didn't have much of a lawn at all, and it was only in the front of the house. Kind of an experiment since it was the first time I'd done it. And my experience was that everything went well, but I didn't see the results that year. Maybe it was the seed that I put out or something. But then we moved. And there was no connection between these two things, but Donna decided to accept a position here. And we moved for her work that time. So we came to South Carolina, and I was talking with someone back in that neighborhood the next year. And they said, oh, how wonderful this grass is now. So I never saw the results. And I hope you do see marvelous results of your effort and your good timing. See, if you're considerate of such things and make a mistake, well, you know, that's okay. But if you never think of, this is when I'm hardest on myself. I don't think of the things I should have thought of before witnessing my failure. Well, that's a teaching moment, of course. Yeah. But you shouldn't miss that. After enough experience in life, and all of us think that way, I'm sure. we think, well, we're just not going to, this is going to be fine because I've done things like this and, you know, but son of a gun, everything we walk into has some element of it that's new to us. You better make the right guess. Well, that's what makes living worthwhile. And as we all are in a critical time in our personal histories probably and our nation's history certainly, let's all hope for the very best outcome. I know a lot of people that deserve it. Maybe you do too. This is KK4JBQ. We're after 10 o'clock now and maybe another check for latecomers. And thank you again for calling the net, Dave. It's always a pleasure. KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Larry. Well, we do appreciate you hanging around for the RagChick portion of that. Very interesting conversations. I enjoy them immensely. I was asking my mother one time. She always, when I was growing up, she did the lawn. My dad worked at Milliken most of the time I was growing up, and he had to drive back and forth to Spartanburg. And when he got home, he was wore out. He didn't do anything. But we always had a beautiful lawn. And then when I grew up, I went back to my mom and I asked her, "What were you doing? How did you maintain that?" She said, "I just always reseed." So, and I would think back about it, and yeah, I would come in from work, and I would see her standing out there in the yard with a bag of seed. So the key is you reseed every spring and every fall, every spring and every fall, and eventually it gets to be really, really good. Ours gets better every year, but we do, well, I'd say the last 3 years maybe, we've reseeded every spring and every fall. And every year, like the guy said that had yours after you left, every year it gets a little bit better. So it takes time. Anyway, Larry, do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the net. I always enjoy the conversation. Looking forward to the next one. Take care. Are there any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Well, hello, Eddie. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing fine. I just listened to y'all talk for an hour. So, by the way, I've been hamming about 75 years. I don't know whether you told it or not, but I worked on production in a newspaper for 59 years in Whiteville, North Carolina. And oh, I did a lot of things in the Civil Air Patrol, Air Force, auxiliary for about 40 years, I don't know, a long time. And projects that going on, so I'm down here in Simpsonville because my daughter lives here and I'm near her. But they keep me busy and keep up with stuff I need to do such as doctor's appointments. Anyhow, that's it. I'll let you go. I'm going to go very shortly myself. Tomorrow's another day.
Well, Eddie, that is the key, right? The key is to stay busy. And you'll just keep on going and going and going. And we really are proud to have you on our net there, Eddie. 75 years, that means you've been doing ham radio 8 years longer than I've been alive. I was born in 57, so that means you must have started in about 49 on ham radio. So that's pretty cool. That's an honor to have you amongst our group of ham radio operators. Eddie, it's our privilege, and we appreciate you hanging out with us this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Hey, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where I'll be calling the net again tomorrow night. I'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with me, and I hope you will enjoy it as well. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.